Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture. The Gospel says that her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. It's clear that Elizabeth was a well-loved woman, because when finally the Lord blessed her in this remarkable way, people surrounding her rejoiced with her. They didn't envy her. They didn't speak badly about her or murmur. They rejoiced with her. To be able to rejoice with the blessings of others is one of the strongest signs of a good and wholesome heart. What are the things that keep you from being able to rejoice with the good things and the blessings of others? One possibility could be envy. If you're not pleased with who you are yourself, or you live trying to gain some place by comparing yourself with others, then the good things that come to others become a threat to your own happiness. And instead of increasing your joy, they increase your sadness. That's what envy is. It's sadness at good that comes to another, or rejoicing at some evil that comes to another. Envy then might be a cause that keeps you, an impediment that keeps you from rejoicing with the blessings of others. Another might be anxiety, that you're so wrapped up in your own worries and concerns that you don't notice when things go well for others, or you don't have the emotional space to rejoice with them. Try to take a moment and ask yourself what obstacles might keep you from rejoicing with those around you, and ask the Lord to take them away. Repent of them and ask the Lord for a good heart, a wholesome heart. Our joy will be multiplied by the extent of our love. The more people we truly love, the more joy we'll experience, because we'll rejoice when good things happen to them. Their good becomes our good. So take some time also to look around you today. Give thanks to the Lord for the blessings that he's given to those that you love, to those around you. And ask him for this gift, to rejoice with those who rejoice.